Blog Talk Radio. We Fix Credit. Are you bound by medical bills, child support liens, evictions, late payments, repossession, bankruptcy, or student loans? Today, you can turn that around. Time to be no longer bound. Hi, my name is Dove Stanton, and the name of my credit restoration company is No Longer Bound Financial Services. We are a debt-free company with the means to help thousands of people restore and rebuild their credit. Our customers have been able to obtain their dream homes, dream cars, refinancing, and building a greater future for them and their families. We dispute all negative and erroneous items from all three major credit bureaus. In closing, we can help you restore your credit, which in turn will restore your financial future. The way to reach me is by telephone or text at 678-760-6056, or you can email me at the number 4, the letter U, betterdays@gmail.com. Time to be no longer bound. You gotta have faith.
All right. Well, 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 I'd like to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everybody that's tuned in to our weekly Praise Tabernacle Bible study. I'd like to say welcome, welcome on behalf of myself, the host of our weekly Bible study, Elder Taylor, and on behalf of our pastor and great bishop, Bishop Omar Zachary, and his lovely wife, Lady Zachary. We'd like to say welcome, welcome, welcome to our weekly Bible study. And I pray that everybody's having a good week so far. Looks like we got another dynamic Bible study for tonight. As Evangelist Stanton likes to say that we're going to sit around and do some couch talk. So we just like everybody, hopefully you got your pen and pad ready and to write down the scriptures. We got a great dynamic speaker that will be speaking tonight as we do every week. And we just want to say welcome, welcome again. I pray that the Lord will have his way tonight and that he'll be all glorified tonight in the scriptures and in the word. And I just want to say thank you, Jesus, for this is the day that you have made. And we shall rejoice and be glad in it. So our speaker for tonight would be nobody other than Minister Kevin Colbert. You now have the floor, sir.
All right. Thank you, Elder Taylor. Thank you, everyone, for listening tonight. And we're just going to come from a very familiar scripture. We will be coming from 2 Timothy chapter 3, and our topic verse comes from verse 5. Again, that's 2 Timothy can you hear me? 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5. And the word reads, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. And the Lord gave me for a topic, I denied the wrong thing. Again, having a form of godliness and denying the power thereof, from such turn away. And the topic is, I denied the wrong thing. And the goal on the scripture on tonight is to take self-inventory and take a look at ourselves on tonight. We're going to be dealing with a very familiar passage of scripture. It's the same scripture, power, but a different angle. So with that being said, I would like to say, if we would think about, have we ever denied ourselves of certain things in life, whether it be good or bad? And after denying yourself, how did it make you feel? Were you confident that you made the right decision? And hopefully we'll all learn from that, from our decisions, and learn to deny the right thing. Starting at verse 1. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. So although we may have some good days here and there in life, those perilous times have come along as well. There is more destruction going on now than before. If we think about everything that we see on the news, from senseless murders to even how COVID has run rampant in our country and throughout the world, rather, and crazy weather that we see, all of these also just add to those perilous times. Things are becoming a lot more different than they are what we've known them to be growing up. Things were a lot more normal. For example, even the seasons, things were a little bit more normal before. We even have crazy weather. Last week, if I'm not mistaken, it was last week, there was even snow in Florida. I've never heard of that in my lifetime. But if we look at what it says in verse 2, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, see, are so wrapped up in themselves that they forget about showing love to others. But the word says, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if you have love one to another. So let's look at those sins and the things that are listed in verse 2. Covetous, wrongfully desires of wealth, or greedy, right? Boasters, speaking with excessive pride about oneself. So we got people like that. Proud, may look at things and think strongly about things in a certain way, or think that they did it all by themselves. But if you did it all by yourself, but where was God? See, we can't do anything of ourselves, and we can't be proud of even the achievements that we may even have so much in life. We can't get overly proud, especially to the point where we forget about whose we are and who got us to that point. If you're at a certain level, know that God got you to that point. Know that he is the reason for that elevation that you may have, or whatever reason that you may feel that you're being proud. We got to know who to give the credit to. Blasphemers. Blasphemers. People that speak irrelevantly of God. So if you're speaking out of the way of God and you're not using God's name properly, and if you're doing different things against God, then blaspheming. And by the way, blaspheming the Holy Ghost is the only sin that cannot be forgiven. And the evidence for me for that is Matthew 12:31-32. And you all don't have to turn there. You can write it down if you like. Matthew 12:31-32. So you don't have to take my word for it. Wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto men. So we have to be careful of what we say, how we say it, especially when it comes down to the Holy Spirit, especially when it comes down to anything dealing with God. Be careful what we say, saints. Does the panel have anything to add to that before going forward?
Yeah, I will say Paul speaking to young Timothy here, but I will say that it seems like times are getting like that now for people, like with social media, the news, the networks we look at on TV, how things spread so fast. But in actuality, this has all been going on since the beginning of time, but we see a majority of it now. And God, I believe that God's allowing more to be seen now that is not of him, letting sin have its play, well, he said it that way, until it can be, until the revealing of the Antichrist. But these things are happening now, and you see it so much in people. Some of this is even in our city.
Right.
And if you've ever studied this, this piece of scripture right here in chapter 3, it could even scare you, how you mentioned earlier, how we look at even ourselves. So
that's right.
Just what we think, yep, and what we think is a little sin is yet still like a huge sin, because sin is sin. But it's very worrisome. Things are going right now. It really is. And this passage is bringing that out. That's all I have.
And Elder Blue, and I definitely appreciate that comment. And to add to what you're saying, you know, it's the world has just been doing whatever it wanted to do. And we're seeing more of it now. But the difference is, like you're saying, is we just able to capture it more because we got social media and different things that are covering this, that we're seeing more of it now because we have more access. But a lot of stuff been going on for a very long time. But now it's just ridiculous. And, you know, the point to take self-inventory in this scripture is if once we, without going far ahead, but knowing the scriptures and going within the next few verses, we know that at some point we could find ourselves within this stuff that's listed on here. And that's where the title comes in, where it says, you know, I denied the wrong thing. So you don't want to deny the power of God. You're supposed to deny the things that are listed. You're supposed to deny being covetous, boasters, proud, blaspheming, disobedient to parents, unthankful and unholy, and so on down to the last one that he mentioned. So we have to look at ourselves and make sure that we're not caught into those things that are listed. Well, one thing that you're doing, maybe you say, oh, it's not listed. It's covered, trust me, because at the end of verse 2, it says unholy. So even if the different thing that you're speaking of is not listed word for word, the exact word is covered under unholy. Because if you're doing certain things that is not like God, it's not God-like, it's unholy. So therefore, it's sinful. So therefore, we can't be like that. Therefore, that's the stuff that we need to deny. We need to deny ourselves of being like that. Any other comments?
You're absolutely correct. Absolutely correct.
Minister Tolbert, I do thank you, sir. Very, very, like Elder Lewis said, very powerful scriptures on tonight. One thing that we have to do, especially as Christians, is examine our lives against the word of God and not other people. Because you know, we may look at other people and be thinking to ourselves, oh, we're not that bad, you know. Like you said, social media has social media has opened up the window and the mirror. But we should compare ourselves against what the Word of God says to examine our lives. And like you just said, you know, your vice or your sin may not necessarily be listed under this, but unholy covers everything. And we have to reflect and say, okay, God, where do I fit in here so that you can self-correct through the Holy Spirit? So that you can, you know, say, okay, this doesn't look good. This is not pleasing in God's eye. I may not be that bad compared to what the world looks like, but how do I look and reflect in God's eye? How do I look and reflect according to the Word of God? Like you said, it's that self-examination. What do you look like according to what His Word says? And when you do look and you see that, now what you're going to do through the anointing of God to get it corrected?
That's right.
I would like to make a comment real quick. Something that happened to me and my kids on last week. Me and my girls were talking, and they was like, "Mama, how did you know when we were doing something? You would just pop up at the school, or you would just pop up here, or whatever you were doing, you would always pop up. How did you know?" I didn't let them know how I knew. Well, I told them. I didn't tell them at the time. I didn't tell them at the time. But what I did tell them at the time was, there's some things that I did not even tell you that I knew. And that just made them wonder, what all did my mom know? What all did she know? If she didn't tell me everything, or she didn't call me out or bust me or confront me at the time when I was doing it, how much do I know? So I'm saying that to say, just like with God, He might let you get away with some things, but some things He's just gonna look, you're going too far. Things He's gonna stop you in your tracks. And like Evangelist Stanton, Lady Dove always say, you better embarrass Him before it embarrass you. Call your own sins out before they call you out, and correct them. Look at yourself. Instead of always wanting to point the finger at somebody else, if we spend 6 months minding our own business and the other 6 months, you know, trying to straighten up our business, we'll be okay. But we have to examine, like everybody on the panel was saying, we have to examine ourselves and correct ourselves and look at ourselves in the mirror and say, you know what, this is the time to change. Because God is pulling the sheets. Okay, He's been pulling the sheet. And Evangelist Stanton's been praying. I started off, in 2019, exposed, and what He's been doing, exposing. I heard Evangelist Stanton pray it again, exposed. God is getting ready to start exposing, and I'm quite sure He's already revealed to her, like He revealed to me, some things. It's time to get it right, church. It's time to get it right. God is going to start pulling your feet and your knees showing right now. But He's going to start pulling those covers off of your head and let everybody know exactly who and what you are.
That's right. That's why it's important, like we're saying, to take self-inventory, to be able to make a change. So if we got certain things going on, if we find ourselves within the scriptures listed, to give that thing over to God. Because we have to deny that flesh daily. It's a daily fight. So if we're struggling with certain stuff, we got to know to turn that over to the Lord. We got to know that it's time to, like you say, to embarrass the sin or it'll embarrass you. You know, so that's where we got to turn it over to the Lord. And I want to go to... reading verse 2 on 3. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. Now, disobedient to parents, for whatever reason, this generation has it the worst when it comes to that. A lot of kids are just being disrespectful. You see a lot of that online. You see a lot of that when you go to the store where kids are just, you know, doing whatever in front of their parents. Some people, some of us, we may know some friends and stuff like that, and they are actually, their children are just making, you know, a scene at a store, and their children are just being disrespectful right then and there. And not only are they not, you know, correcting it, but it's embarrassing. I mean, it's embarrassing, and they're not correcting it. So a lot of people are being disobedient to parents. You got kids that are, unfortunately, taking their parents live. We see that on the news and stuff like that. So a lot of the scripture is alive and walking. Unthankful or just being ungrateful, unholy, meaning just doing any and everything that comes to mind without any regard for God. Verse three. Without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. Now, this scripture, the beginning of this verse, describes directly this day and age. Because if we think about it, where it says without natural affection, that's dealing with the gay people and people having a desire for the same sex versus the opposite sex. So we see a lot of that in today's world. We see a lot of that at our jobs. We see a lot of that on TV. And it's gotten so bad to the point where not only is it every TV show, but it's even down to the cartoons. So our children are not even safe at this point because of these things that are on TV. That's just to bring it to the current state of how we see this stuff, with people being without natural affection. We can't watch a football game or anything without a commercial coming on that showing and displaying that something gay. It's displaying something that's not the natural affection. So we got that. Then we got truth breakers, accusers, incontinent. So truth breakers, ain't nothing wrong, ain't nothing worse than a man that won't keep his word. So, for example, if you say that everything's okay, if you say that everything's good, then we should be good. If you say that we're on the same page, everything should be fine. But we can't say one thing and do another. Truth breakers. False accusers or just plain liars. Incontinent. Lack of self-control. You have to control yourself. Self-control. You have to have that as far as having the fruit of the Spirit. So fierce, being wild, being violent, someone that is more like a savage, despisers, haters. So these are all the things that we shouldn't be like. We should deny these type of things. We should not be listed among those sins in verse 2 and verse 3. And on to verse 4, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. So traitors are loyal to themselves and no one else. They get close enough to you to get what they want, then turn their backs on you. That's a traitor. And we've all had someone switch up on us. We've all had someone become a traitor. But Paul is warning Timothy of these type of people. But we have to make sure that we ourselves are not traitors. We ourselves aren't people that are going to turn our back on our brother and our sister when we say that we're going to do something for them. And we say that we're going to be there, but then we switch up on people, being traitors, heady, being destructive, high-minded. Folks like this are the ones that think that they're better than everyone, that they're on putting themselves on a pedestal, being high-minded. And the latter portion, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. So that last portion just sums up everything right there, just being a lover of pleasure more than lovers of God. And all of these three sins, fall into three categories, which is lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. And it says so in 1 John 2 and 16. Does anyone have anything to add to that before we go forward?
Yes, sir. I think you had said something earlier about, I don't know if you said it in this way, that what's listed, I think, in verse 2 may not be what we particularly fall under. But as you went down to verse 5 from that point, when God gave this to Apostle Paul to instruct Timothy, I think some of this hit all of us.
Right.
All of us. Because we're not perfect yet. We're striving for perfection. And I don't care if you're a 90-year-old apostle, minister, preacher, whatever, and you're still living, you're still not perfect. And one of these can catch each and every one of us. So it's kind of shocking how this is listed. And you can, if you can't find yourself in one of these listed from verse 2 to verse 4, something's wrong. And it may point you back to verse 2 where you think you're proud. We have to humble ourselves. And even when I first started in management at my company, I was proud. I was, because I got selected. I thought I knew everything from what was thrown at me. I had an answer for it, but it wasn't the right political answer for the situation. I had to learn. I had to accept feedback from my peers and even those who were under me, subordinates, to make me, and I'm not saying I'm the best. I'm not saying that when I'm saying this. It just made me better to manage. And people will let you know how they want to be managed by their criticism or their comments or their questions. We just have to take the time out to listen to hear. Listen to hear. And that's what God tries to give us this grace and mercy for every day, to listen to hear. And it's not just a job, but it's just life in general, that we don't fall under one of these categories, and if we do, it should be by mistake. And when we find we have made a mistake, we ought to repent to God and to whoever we offended. That's what makes a great man or a great woman in the eyes of others, when they know they can openly come to you with anything, especially if it's about their family and they work for you. Call trust. So we ought to gain trust by not being one of these listed. And if we find ourselves listed, we ought to be able to be to come out of it by downgrading ourselves where we thought we were and try to heed to the word of God to be who he wants us to be. That's it.
Beautiful, Elder Blewett. And I want to piggyback off one of the last things that you just said. And I just want to say we have to deny who we thought we were in order to be who we need to be for God. So
yes, sir.
We need to deny the things that are listed, in other words. So we think that we're somewhere else and we're listed in those scriptures. We're listed somewhere there. We got to deny ourselves of being proud or high-minded or whatever it is so that we can be Christ-like, which is the ultimate goal. So not only that, we don't want to be caught in what I'm about to read, verse 5, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. So we don't want to be like that person that we look like we got it together. We look the part, but in actuality, we are nothing like that. We are not fulfilling that role. That's what Paul is warning Timothy about. Hey, stay away from people like that. People that are presenting themselves one way, but in reality, mm-hmm. they are nothing like that. They are nowhere near close to having a connection or even a relationship with God. They just present themselves as such, but they do not have a connection, do not have the connection with God at all. So this is one of the most powerful scriptures right here. And for Paul to call this out, such a good thing. So we have to know that we don't need to be like that, to where we think ourselves of being something, when in reality, nothing. We have to be more Christ-like. Any comments on that?
Minister Tolbert, I do have a comment. It's going back to verse 3, and
okay.
It says, without natural affection. And I agree with you, you know, that, you know, we're seeing a lot of, you know, men with men and women on women. But I kind of want to put a little different spin on natural affection, if you don't mind. When I also think of without natural affection, I think about having love and caring about other people. I remember when I was growing up, our family was, you know, very close. Our aunts and uncles and cousins and everybody, we would get together often. And I noticed as I grew, that became few and far in between as our parents died, as my mother died, as my aunts and uncles died. The cousins didn't get together as much anymore. So as I was growing up, I saw that love. It was something very natural. You know, family would get together, everybody would be like, hey, I saw that love. But as I got older and as the older people died in my family, people were going their separate lives, their separate ways. We didn't get together as much anymore. You didn't call each other anymore just to check on each other naturally. We don't write letters anymore to say, hey, I'm thinking about you, naturally. We're losing a lot of that affection because we're thinking about our own selves. We're thinking about what we have going on. So we don't call anybody. We don't pick up the phone to say, hey, I'm just checking on you to see how you doing anymore. We've kind of lost some of that natural affection for each other. And in Christ, we're supposed to love and think about others more than we esteem and think about ourselves. So that's one of the things I think we need to get back to. I know right at the beginning of Bible study, one of our group team members from Bible study is not feeling well. And somebody said, have you talked to him? And, we did get some response. No, I haven't talked to him yet. We have got to get back to checking on people. we've got to get back to loving people and not just thinking about ourselves in this life, because that's not what this walk is all about. We've got to get back to saying, hey, I'm just thinking about you. You know, social media, you know, people text or whatever. But you know what? It's nice just to pick up the telephone every now and then and say, I'm thinking about you. I you know, do you need anything? And let the person hear that. Get back to that being a natural affection by carrying the love of Christ one to another in action. So I just saw that.
Answer that right.
Go ahead, Elder. I'm finished.
Yes, it's over.
I'm sorry to break in. That was part of our sermon on Sunday from our pastor. When Jesus said, I must needs go through Samaria. See, because there's some folk over there that other people don't like, other people don't get along with. But Jesus showed complete love. I must needs go through Samaria. I must needs go through the Bluett family, the Stanton family, the Tolbert family, the Oliver
yes.
family. I must needs
yes.
go through that wave and check on them. See?
Yes.
But I got something for them, too. See? I'm sorry. I'm done.
Mr. Tolbert, I'd like to add something, too. You know, because like Evangelist Stanton was saying, you know, natural affection, you know, there's strength in love. There's strength in unity. And once we can understand it as a Christian believing lover of Jesus Christ and knowing that that's what he was, that's all he was just about, but he was very, very strong and adamant about the love that he carries for us in spite of us. And that's the thing that's going to keep us strong, help us get through, when we can show that affection towards each other, like Evangelist Stanton was saying, just to piggyback on what she was saying, you know, because when you're encouraged and you know that you have people that's looking out for you and that you're looking out for, you feel like you can defeat and beat anything. And you always be encouraged. Even though the battle is tough, the situations that we go through are tough situations, but when I know that I have the love of my brother, the love of my sister, you know, I know that from time to time we talk and I call them and they call me and we check on each other. It's very encouraging. And lets me know that I'm not in this by myself. I'm not in this alone. It helps me to get through. You know, and then you feel like you can just about get through anything that you go through. With the Word of God, with the power of the Holy Ghost, and with the love, natural affections of your fellow brothers and sisters will help us also. Because see, it says natural affection. It's that kind of
That's
love
right.
that we can see. It's that kind of love that we can touch, natural, with our flesh. You know, and it also helps bring our flesh up on this injection. You know, so this is very good. You know, it's enlightened me. You know, and I don't know how many times I've read this scripture. But, you know, you can read a certain scripture a thousand times, and you should be able to get something, you should be able to pull something different from it almost every time you read. So this is very good. I'm really glad that you came from this particular scripture, because it's going to take all of us with the love of Jesus Christ in our lives to encourage each other, to help, let somebody know they can get through anything. With the love of Jesus Christ. Powerful. It's power in his love. you know. So, that's all. For now.
Yes, sir. I appreciate all the comments. If we think about what was said, and it was sparked by Evangelist Stanton, we got a lot of comments from that point on, and we got some good direction on that. And it goes back to one of the goals that I stated when I began this scripture, and I said that we want to take self-inventory. But on top of saying self-inventory, the next thing that I said that we wanted to do was take a look at this, because it's the same scripture, same power, but a different angle, meaning that you all just took a different angle to without natural affection that wasn't there for me, you know. And I definitely can say, even being here on Bible study, I just learned something. So I appreciate you all's comment to get us to where we need to be. And I just thank God that we're all on the same page. And we're going to move forward on verse 6. Of this sort are they that which they which creep into houses and led captivity and let captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lusts. So this scripture ties back into verse 5. So this verse talks of those that want to seek to gain control over gullible women that are full of sin because they are full of lust. In other words, they just got to get some. They can't hold it. They can't wait. It has got to have it. So also, people like this tie into verse 5. Why? Because there are people that are out there that look like they got it together but want to take advantage of someone else. So that means that they have a form of godliness but are denying the power thereof. So you look like you wouldn't do something like that, but in honesty, all honesty, that's the type of person that you are that would go after someone else to take advantage of someone else. That's a angle to go on that. In verse 7, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. It does you no good to study all these books about history, astrology, science, but can't come to an understanding about the truth, which is the word of God, which is Jesus Christ. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes unto the Father except by me. So we have to know and understand the truth. And how do we understand the truth? By getting in our word of God, by understanding his word, by hearing what thus says the Lord, by studying ourselves. So some folks just want to get knowledge and get all of this information, don't want to have a connection with God, and will never come to the truth. And that truth comes from the Lord. So obviously, this person denied the wrong thing because they denied the truth. They denied having that connection that God can give you, because God can give you the truth. He can give you more than just knowledge. He'll give you wisdom, because wisdom comes from God. Anybody have any final comments on this?
Yeah, I got one thing. I know I'm speaking a lot tonight. Forgive me, but this is some good stuff. So that reminds me of a scripture, and I can't name where it is, but and it refers to verse 7, ever learning and never be able to come to the knowledge of the truth. You got some folk in this world right now who God has given over to a reprobate mind.
That's right.
Because they are not going to accept his word. They are not going to accept Jesus Christ in faith. They are not going to do it. He has given them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, meaning he's going to give them extra room to do even more evil things that have ever been done.
Sorry.
You know, he's going to let that happen for those people that we have around us and that are in the world right now. And that's and we're seeing evidence of it. And how could you kill kids? How can you kill your parents? How can you do this, that, and the other? And these things seem like they just happen that we've never seen or are just so evil. And that's what that scripture says, to do those things which are not convenient, that are not everyday sins, that we do see, you know, somebody get murdered on a bank robbery. Okay, yeah, we know about that. Car crash or whatever, whatever. These are things that people are doing that are not natural for the regular person to do. So God has given them up to a reprobate mind, a crazy mind, crazy thought of processing things, to do those things that they want to do above and beyond what is natural. And we got to be careful. We have run into people like this. We work with people like this. We socialize with people like this. And as you stated earlier, we have to keep ourselves. I don't know. I think Elder Taylor may have mentioned, we have to put a word of God. We have to stay in the word of God. We have to stay in the word of God. That is our protection. That is our armor. And for those who are not saved, listen to what we're saying. This stuff is real. It's real. It's real. Give your life to Christ so you can have some kind of protection against the wiles of the devil.
That's right. That's right.
The scripture he was looking for is Romans 1 and 28. Romans 1 and 28, and it reads, "And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient." Amen.
Amen. And I want to add to both of what you all are saying. Also, reprobate minds, those that are also even the ones that are doing wrong so much that in their mind they believe it's right. They don't even care. They got right from wrong confused. They don't even care. They're just doing it. And that helps further, you know, explain that the state of a reprobate mind, that you get to a point where you're doing so much and God has turned you over, the thing that you know back then you knew that was right, you'll even think that's wrong. You've gotten to that point. Your right from wrong is off. Your good from evil is off. You're just doing evil. I just wanted to add that part on to what you all are saying. And if there be no more comments, I'll go ahead and read my conclusion.
Hey, we should Mr. Tobin,
go ahead. Yes, sir.
I'd like to add one thing. You know, in times such as this, I think a key element that we must maintain is staying humbled before the Lord. You know?
Right.
And not be so caught up in the things of the world so that we can allow the Holy Ghost to work in us to where, you know, we won't have these types of sins that we're discussing tonight. And even the sins that we're not discussing. But the word says that, you know, men shall be lovers of their own selves. They become selfish, you know, and covetousness, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful and unholy. So I believe that if we, as men and women of God and newcomers to Jesus Christ, can stay humble, whether you've been saved like Elder Buell was talking about earlier, you know, it doesn't matter if you've been saved 100 years or, you know, 5 minutes. We got to stay humble unto the Lord so that he can effectively use us in the ways that he desires to use us in the world that we're living in, you know, because the enemy comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. And before you close, I like to say, I love the topic, deny the wrong thing, you know, because we have to know and understand what the right thing and the wrong thing is as we continue to battle the enemy and all the demonic forces that the enemy puts out in the world today. And so if we can stay humble, and like Elder Bluett, I like what he said about, you know, having an ear to listen, to hear, you know, that we can hear from God and that we can through the Holy Ghost, you know. So great stuff tonight, man. I really appreciate it. And, you know, I really thank you for doing this. Cause it allows, you know, everybody should allow this word to self-examine themselves. And I've totally took inventory, you know, since we've been doing the Bible study tonight, of myself, you know, and what I can allow the Lord to work on and, you know, help me with, you know, so that I can be a better Christian for y'all, so that I could be a better brother for y'all, so that I could be a better brother, brother to the sisters and the brothers throughout the body of Christ. And, you know, so, you know, and also, and then I'm going to shut up, and also we must set the example as a body of believers in Jesus Christ. People should see a difference between us and the world, you know, because we can't claim Jesus or God and be acting just like the world. That don't make sense. So how can we gain somebody to Christ unless they want to believe like we, like that person believes? So stay humble before the Lord, take self-control, and allow the anointing to destroy yokes in your life.
That's right.
God can use you and push you into an atmosphere that he needs us to be in, where we can better serve him and be better, more like him, to fight against these different sins that come. Because the enemy's going to come. He's going to come. Trust me. He will come, you know, and try you. Not just one time, not just 10 times, but he's coming. So just be encouraged. Everyone. Okay, I'm done.
Thank you, Elder Taylor, for that. And with that being said, I'm going to read my conclusion. Thank you all for every comment listed. In conclusion, I will say we should never deny the power of God, but we should deny the power of sin. When Christ died on the cross, he defeated sin and the power it has over us. So looking back over that long list of sins stated from verse 2 on down to around verse 5, those sins I deny and I refuse to be a part of. So now I can say I denied the right thing. And with that being said, service into the hands of Elder Taylor. That is all for me, and I hope everyone got something out of that. Thank you.
All right, Minister Tobin. Very good stuff tonight, like I said before, as always. Very thoughtful, very provocative, you know, on our toes. And that's what the Word should do. That's what the Holy Ghost should do. That's what Jesus is doing, you know, keeping us on our toes, keeping us prepared, you know, for the enemy in times such as this. You know, I think I said everything I need to say. I'm not going to prolong anything. And is the Evangelist Bluette, are you still on? Evangelist Bluette, Evangelist Stanton, are you still on?
Yes, sir.
Can I ask you to say a word of prayer and give any prayer requests that might have come across and dismiss us?
Amen. Thank you, sir. Excellent lesson on tonight, Minister Tolbert. Like the consensus of the panel, I got a lot out of this on tonight. We thank and praise God that he led you to this set of scriptures to remind us to examine and look at our lives according to the word of God and to correct. And that's what the word does there also. It is there to reprove and correct. And in being humble, we can take that correction. We won't take it as criticism, but correction to walk this walk daily with Christ. So I thank God for you on tonight. And just a reminder to everybody that's listening, go back and study the word, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. Go back and study and ask God to show you where you may be falling short, what area, and then submit and surrender those areas to God. You know, God is loving like that, that he would remind us. Let's get it together. So we don't have any really prayer requests that came in from our email, but we do know that there's a lot of people sick. COVID is running rampant, but that's okay because God is still able to do anything but fail. God is the healer and the deliverer. He can do anything but fail. So we would just keep all those lifted up who may be affected by COVID, who may be affected by loss. We lift you up, who may be affected by anything that you are going through right now that is causing dis-ease in your life. We pray that God will come in and you just submit and surrender yourself to him so that he can bring that healing and that deliverance and that he can make you whole. And we just thank God for each and every one of you. If you do have a prayer request or a testimony or even a subject that you would like for us to cover in Bible study this year, we have an email address where you can reach us at. It is ptcforchrist@gmail.com. Once again, that is P as in praise, T as in tabernacle, C as in church, forchrist@gmail.com. Thank and praise God for the word. I get excited every time we can go into the word and have our couch talk to just know this is real life. I think Elder Bluette said, this is real living right here. We're talking. We're not talking about a religious spirit. We're talking about a relationship with Jesus Christ that can forever change your life. But you have to open the door when you hear the knock from him. You've got to open the door. You make the choice. You make the choice. You make the choice to read, to study, to pray, to worship. You make that choice. So we would just encourage you to choose Christ because he can forever change your life. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the lesson on tonight. We pray, Father God, that you would pour back into our teacher, Minister Tolbert. We thank you for the word, that it would change our lives, God, that we won't get off of this Bible study leaving the same way we came because we have decided to accept the right thing and deny the wrong things. Deny the things of the world and accept the things of Christ. We thank you, Lord, for your word is a lamp unto our feet. Let it direct and guide us in the way that you want us to go. And Father God, when we try to go our own way, we thank you for the Holy Spirit that he would nudge us to bring us back in. We thank you that we walk in humbleness, that this would be so, because we want to hear, well done, thy good and faithful servant. We want to be real with this walk. We want to be genuine with this walk and not just talking something, but we want people to see the fruits, the real fruits of what's going on behind those closed doors. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory. The word in Matthew 28, verse 19 through 20, it reads, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world." Have an amazing week. Choose God. Choose God each and every day, and your life will be different. Be blessed and stay encouraged. Amen.
Amen. Good night.